This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPros Home Improvement and Restoration, Access, ComEd, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGMRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago. Kara Jonas, Energy Doctor, ComEd, Frank Wasilewski, Access, Pete Marrero, Blue Sky, and me, your host. But first, we start every show with Elwood Buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where are you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We got a packed show. MegaPros Jeremy is down and out. He's not feeling well today. So I told him to stay away because it's holiday season coming up and to get well soon. So hopefully he'll be back and strong enough to return into the studio next weekend. 312-981-7200. Like I said, that's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to go around the horn here. Energy Doctor Kara Jonas, going to be talking about what today? Welcome to the show. Congratulations on making it through the first introduction. I usually mess up a lot of our experts' names, but Kara with a K, but it's pronounced with a C.
Kara with a K. You got it.
Kara with a K. See, Frank, the over-under was I was going to mess it up coming out 30 seconds in, Frank. Cash that ticket. So, Kara, what are we talking about today?
I am going to be talking about our home energy savings program and high usage alerts.
Great gift opportunities to save. A lot of people give stuff like blankets and pillows and T-shirts and crap like that, right? If you give a home energy, what's called home energy? It's not an audit. It's a home
assessment.
It costs how much?
$0.
$0. And the savings can be thousands of dollars a year if you implement all of the savings, or thousands of dollars over the life that you own that house, by just making a few tweaks and modifications that are not really that big of a deal.
Yeah, it depends on how deep you go in your energy efficiency journey, but a home energy assessment is a great place to start.
Where do our listeners go to get more information about these services that ComEd provides?
ComEd.com/ways to save.
Ways to save. Frank, you need to.
That's clever.
That is very clever. That's very good. Ways to save. Next to you is our Access, our mobility expert, Frank Wasilewski from Access. Frank, what are we talking about today, bud?
We're going to talk about safe ways to get people in and out of the house with the ice and snow coming.
It's coming.
It's coming. And we're also going to talk about our veteran giveaway finally. We finally have a winner.
I am mazel tov.
Yeah, it took a month, right?
I want to thank Nexstar Legal to get that through. That's phenomenal. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to you, how do they reach out to you?
They can call us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
I almost slipped on because I have a concrete driveway, not a blacktop driveway, so I call it white ice instead of black ice. I was bringing in the garbage cans the other day and almost wiped out, but due to my unbelievable excellent balancing capabilities.
Yeah, I would not call you a cat.
It was a Cirque du Soleil training that I've gone through over the years. I was able not to go down and catch myself, but I'll tell you what, it really hasn't been cold, and I didn't even see it. Right?
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much to not see the ice.
And you could get hurt very, very badly.
Yes.
Okay. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information about your fine company, how do they reach out to you?
Once again, 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Pete Marrero of Blue Sky Restoration. We had lunch. Was it this week or it was last Friday?
Last week.
We were at the Metropolitan Firefighters annual lunch, which was quite an event.
It's a great time.
Quite an event. There had to be over 500 people there.
Yeah, it's a room full of heroes.
Yeah, firefighters, amazing. First responders. I had no idea that was going on. I was invited by your 1-800 board up guys, yep. Mike Dugan.
Tom Taft
and the other gentleman that we sat with at the table.
Mike McDonald,
heck of a nice guy. We sat with the fire chief of Palatine,
mm-hmm.
that your partner Corey spilt an entire glass of wine on his pants.
Accidents happen, but we got him the Hawks tickets.
You got him the Hawks tickets, we sat with the chief, assistant chief, and battalion chief, or two assistant chiefs of Woodridge Lyle, right?
Right.
Great guys.
Was a great time. Hey, Pete Marrero here. What's going on, Chicago? Love to be here in studio, David, representing Blue Sky Restoration Contractors, your premier restoration service provider. We have 50 locations across the state, but you've been to our building here in Chicago, and we're all for the city. If you have water damage, fire damage, mold remediation, give us a call. Here's the number, 800-266-5677. Our local office, 800-956-8844. GoBlueSky.com, GoBlueSky.com.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Come back with more of you, Pete Marrero of Blue Sky. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, 7200. That's the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Special programming note, we will be replaying MegaPro's Joe's last show on Christmas Eve. So we got the green light from Mary and the programming department here and the leadership to replay that. So looking forward to having that as a holiday playback on that Saturday. But we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Keep the text coming in. Send the pictures of whatever you want us to look at. We'd love to get those pictures in as well. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home from Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
What are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of Joe Hogel lives. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Pete, you called me a fraternity brother of mine had a fire,
right?
And you texted me. I was driving with my wife and I said, hey, I got a text there from Pete, can you
so
read it? And everything else, but had a fire, and his wife is a big fan of the show.
Yeah, you know, it was a 1-800 board up call in Wheeling. We get called in. Our board up teams, they're working. I walk into the house, and it was a bad fire. But I walk in the house, and the wife, she looks at me and says, "Hey, are you on? Are you with Blue Sky?" And I'm like, "That's right." And she's like, "Are you on WGN Radio?" I'm like, "That's right. I'm on the radio with David Hochberg, Home Sweet Home Chicago." And it was just one of those moments where it's like, "Wow, that's pretty cool." She's a huge fan of the show. She listens to the show. They did have connections with contractors and whatnot. So we helped out with the board up. It was all good. And she looks at me and says, you know, my husband is a fraternity brother of David. I'm texting you immediately.
Right.
and it turns out, hey, it's all good. These things happen. There's a lot of fire damage occurring. It's a huge, you know, quote unquote, we're going to just say market. There's a lot of companies helping folks out. We're one of them. Blue Sky Restoration. We're always available. And if we show up to do one piece and that's it, all good. All good. No hard feelings, no harm, no foul. We just want to serve the community and help. But today we want to talk about the freezing temperatures and the cold and frozen pipes and what to do, how to prevent that stuff. You know, your small water loss will go anywhere from 5K and up. I mean, it's expensive. And if you don't have the proper insurance, you know, you might not be covered. So understanding your coverage is important. But yeah, some of the points we wanted to talk about prevention, we post this on our social media. You know, Candace Johnson, she's in the building. She's our social media guru up in here. So we have this card that we have out there that talks about when temperatures are freezing, allow for water, a small drip to stream out of any faucets that are against an exterior wall. It's a good idea to do it. You don't have to, but it's a good idea because it'll allow for the pipes to continue to flow and no freezing.
Just a drip.
Just a drip. And I'm talking when it is freezing, and I'm talking against an exterior wall, right?
Which a lot of houses built in the 50s and 60s, my old house that I moved out of in Northbrook, had the pipes against the western outside wall for whatever reason. And when it got cold in the bathroom, we had to open up the vanity doors.
That's my next point.
To let the heat in and keep the trickle running, which is what you guys taught me on the show.
Correct. And so that's our second recommendation is if you have a cabinet against an exterior wall, open it up so some of that heat can get in there. And again, you're trying to prevent the disaster from happening. One other thing I'd add to that is actually you can insulate the pipes. You can go to your local hardware store. They'll point you to the right insulation. You can have a plumber do it, a handyman do it. You can do it yourself. You want to cover these pipes with an insulation. Again, you're looking to prevent these freezes in these crazy temperatures we get. I was talking to Candace a minute ago. Our weather out here, it's really like a roller coaster. Sometimes you go out in the winter in a t-shirt. Sometimes you got, you know, you're doubling down in layers. But maintain heat when temperatures are freezing. Maintain heat somewhere between 65 and 70 degrees. Maintain heat. And this is going to just, you know, it's peace of mind. And, you know, if you're traveling, you absolutely have to maintain heat.
Are they easy to apply for somebody like me that's got two left hands and can't fix anything? It's just a quick zip tie that you could put around it?
So it's a foam piece with kind of a cut in the middle.
Right, that fits over the pipe.
Right, that's it.
Okay. So it self seals.
Correct.
Okay. You don't need any zip tie.
No, a lot of them have tape on there too, so you can after you cut it to size, you can peel the tape off.
There
you
go.
Put the two ends together, they stick together.
Well, I like zip ties, which I don't want to go too deep and personal
in your pipe.
But I would just
these are just tips, guys. And if you have a frozen pipe and you have water damage, you know, save our number. Call Blue Sky. We're available 24 hours a day. 800-266-5677. Frank.
So you mentioned about people having the right insurance. Does Blue Sky offer education to the general public about what types of insurance they should have?
My best advice is you got to get with your local agents and your broker and hash that out with them. There's a ton of insurance companies. My experience, they're all good. They want to help you. You know, you're going to pay a premium, but every policy is a little different. So when a customer asks me, "Hey Pete, can you interpret my policy?" I'll say, you know, that's not really my expertise. I'll share it with a colleague. You know, we have, former justice folks that actually understand that stuff. They've been in the industry. But your best friend is your agent. I mean, you got to talk to them and you have to understand, hey, if my pipe breaks or my sump pump fails, what's my coverage? Because all of a sudden you have a situation, you call Blue Sky, we go in, we do all this work, and you're denied for some reason. So we try to figure all that out first. If a pipe breaks, now we're there. You have a broken pipe. You got to turn the main off. Find out where that is in the house. Contact the plumber to fix the pipe. And call Blue Sky. Call us right away. Again, holidays, it doesn't matter. After hours, call us on a Friday. A lot of folks, they don't call us over the weekend because they didn't realize they could. And there's no charge for us to come out and do an assessment or at least a courtesy consultation over the phone. 800-266-5677, goblueSky.com.
Those two tips, and I don't know how much that foam insulation is underneath, you know, your pipe, but it can't be more
super cheap.
$10, $15, $20.
Not even.
Right. So putting that on your pipes and keeping your doors open when you go out of town cuts down your risk of and keeping a little drip going through cuts down your risk of your pipe freezing exponential.
Right.
And forget about that, the cleanup afterwards.
You want to know what a frozen pipe sounds like? It's like a broken pipe, you hear it.
And what's the investment to clean that up?
Minimum. You're looking at like $5,000 upwards to $25,000. Yeah. I mean, if you're on a third floor home and it's two floor and a pipe breaks in your primary bedroom, your bathroom, hallway, bathroom, and go all the way down to crawl space. Like, there's no, it's just going to happen. I see it all the time.
Especially if you're not home.
Correct.
Especially if you're out of town.
Wow!
Forget about it.
So we've got snowbirds. Your listeners,
yeah,
they travel.
That's why I'm bringing this up.
You have to have a family member, a friend, a trusted neighbor go to the home regularly. I'll share a quick story if we have time.
You got 30 seconds.
Family traveling out of state, living out of state for months. Neighbor orders pizza. Pizza guy knocks on the wrong house. He's knocking and ringing on the wrong house, but he's looking inside, and it is like a waterfall in there.
Yeah, winter
he's
wonderland.
Seeing it. So this was just lucky karma for these folks that the pizza delivery guy happened to go to the wrong house.
Right.
I go, every single pipe in that home froze. And these folks were out of pocket. Why? Because your insurance company, they're going to want to know if you maintained heat. What's their first question? Did you maintain heat, David?
Yeah.
No? You did? I'd like to see your
electric bill.
Yeah, for the last 12 months so I can compare this month versus. See what I'm saying?
Yep. So don't lie to the electric company. Don't lie to the insurance company because they'll go back.
Don't lie.
Period. Right.
And goblueskye.com, GOBLUSKY.com. Please give us a call. Save our number, 800-266-5677. And again, Candace Johnson is here. She's awesome. Check us out on the interwebs. Look us up on social media. That's where you're going to see the real deal, the fun that we have in the community, and you get to meet the players too.
All right, we're going to throw it over to Donnie and Andy in the newsroom and the sports room. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Coming up out of the break, Frank from Access.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Text message, good idea to turn water off. Your thoughts, Frank, Pete, before we throw it to Frank, should 7708, should I turn water off when I go out of town? What's your thoughts on that?
It depends on how long you're leaving. A couple of days, just maintain the heat. But if you're a snowbird and you live out of state in the winter, absolutely drain the lines and winterize. A local plumber for a nominal fee will do this, and then you have peace of mind. And the other thing is just make sure you know you have a friend or a family, trusted neighbor come by. Just put eyes on the home at least once or twice.
312-981-7200. Keep the text coming in. They are great. Frank, we got a text message from Julia. I'll paraphrase it here. A longtime listener of the show from Chicago wants to ask about looking out for her loved ones during the holidays when things such as lifts, outside stairs, and bathrooms. Also, tune in to hear. She'll be tuning in to hear what you say. So, a lot of our listeners are going to have their family come over. We talked about it when I filled in for Bob on Black Friday. Coming over, right? You're seeing things. Some people are thinner, some people are heavier, some people are not moving as quick, some people are moving quicker. A lot of changes happen year to year, having people in and out of your house. Now is the time that we all congregate during the holidays. What recommendation can you give Julia here to help her out and her family?
Yeah, my biggest recommendation, especially with the ice and snow coming up, is to really walk the path. If you are having relatives over, where are they parking? And then walk the path up to your front door. Do you have concrete that's uneven? You know, that might need to get addressed because it's going to get hidden in the snow and somebody's going to trip over it.
Well, I'll tell you what, stop there. A lot of our listeners don't walk the front of their house, the sidewalk in front of their house, right? They pull into the driveway, they go to the mailbox, they go into their garage and they go in their house, or they park it on the side of the house and then they walk in the. They're not walking. And ground shifts. That's why PermaSeal's got that permafoam to lift up the uneven sidewalks. Things change all the time, so you might not even realize that the front steps, because you never go out the front of your house. Most of the people, like me, the garage door is the main door to our house, right? You pull your car into the garage. We have a garage. You pull it in, close the garage door, walk in the garage door. I rarely go in the front steps. So that's a great point to just do a 360 recon around your own house to make sure it's safe.
Yeah, it's just walking the path that whatever your guests are going to walk coming up to your home, that's the path you want to walk just to make sure it's safe. Are the handrails loose? If you don't ever use them, how do you know?
How do you know?
You know, how do you know? You don't want them to fall, especially especially during the winter. Not only are the handrails loose, do you need another one? Do you only have one on one side? You know, do you have an aunt that's coming over that, you know, might need additional assistance?
About the uncles? Let's not just pick on the aunts.
All right.
How about the uncle?
Okay. If the uncle needs assistance, I would, you know, recommend helping him out too.
How about the uncle that falls asleep on the couch all the time? He put on a little bit of weight. He's going to be packing.
That's what you have a feather duster for. Start messing with him.
Start messing with him. Okay. There you go. Because it's that uncle that you kind of like, but not really, because he was rude to you while you were growing up. And now he's watching TV. He's got his head back, right? He's probably got a little snore, a little drool coming out of his mouth. I'm just painting a good picture for the holidays, everybody. And you want him to get up, and you're like, hey, Uncle Sal, because it's always Uncle Sal, that father that passes out. And just sloppy eater. He's got stains all over his shirt from the previous meal. And he's out, right? He's just out. How do you get if Sal's rear end off the couch, the feather duster.
The feather duster.
Okay, there you sell those?
Either that or, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there you go.
We also have these nice little grabbers that people use with their wheelchairs, that, you know, grab and pinch things. It works out fantastic for uncles like that.
What is the investment of a outside lift to get somebody from the ground level? Because a lot of Chicago bungalows, right? You've got the 2, 3, 4 steps at the front of the house. And even in newer houses, you have those 1 or 2 steps to get in. How much of an investment is it for our listeners that are looking to maybe not buy it for themselves, but buy it for a loved one as an unbelievable holiday gift that keeps on giving, that that homeowner will never, ever buy for themselves just because I don't need that damn stair lift. I'm perfectly fine. Get your hand away from here. And then, bam, they're on the ground. The paramedics are there picking them up because they missed a step or they, you know, they couldn't get their leg over the step that they could last year. What type of investment are we looking about? Entry level up to the Mercedes-Benz or Rolls-Royce?
Most of the homes in the Chicagoland area were between $4,000 and $5,000 for a marine grade exterior lift like that. But sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just a small investment in handrails. You know, I had one of our listeners call us up, and you know, their husband had surgery, and you know, they were insistent they needed a stair lift. Well, we went out there, we talked to their doctor and what they wanted, and you know, it ended up being that, hey, we just put in an extra wrought iron handrail that was 30 inches away from the one you already had existing, and now you can walk up with both hands, you can get your therapy, and you're safe. And that was an investment of $1,200. So that's a big difference.
It comes down to dignity, right?
It does.
Lot of our listeners are proud. I don't need your damn help. I could get this up and down. I'm fine. You know, I don't, you know, and we're from Chicago.
And that's
right?
Going to be you.
That's me now, yeah. Right? I had a procedure in my nose, and it would have taken a lot of people out 2-3 days.
And it looks beautiful.
I powered right through it. I didn't miss a beat, right? Others would have been laid up for at least a week, maybe a month. I'm here. I had it done on Wednesday. I'm here, troop, powering through. Can't smell anything, but I'm looking at you and I'm feeling good. I'm telling you, other hosts here would have been out at least a week. They would have mailed it in. Okay, John Williams, 2 weeks. Forget about it. I'm just telling you, me, I bite the rawhide and I just go in because you sell rawhide too. And I want to thank you for selling rawhide, because without that rawhide, I wouldn't be able to do the show today. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Here's a great question. Is there a way to rent a ramp for wheelchair guests? Do you have mobile rental ramps for wheelchairs for the holiday?
Actually, like 90% of the ramps that we do are aluminum and modular. We can set them up in a few hours. And if you want them permanently, you know, keep them, you can keep them. If you want to just rent them for a week or rent them for a month, we can do that for you as well.
What a great question. Yeah, How much is the rental on that?
It all depends on the length, to be honest with you. So like a typical Chicago bungalow, if you wanted to rent one from now until the first of the year, you'd probably be in the $1,500 range.
And what would it cost to invest in a ramp?
About $8,000.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So depending, we have a lot of people, not just ramps, but stair lifts. You know,
sure.
We rent those out. Ceiling lifts, we'll rent those out. So if you have like a temporary injury, you know,
yeah,
in knee surgery or something like that, we can absolutely rent something out for
Interesting.
You.
Interesting. All right. Would that be covered by insurance, do you think?
Unfortunately not. Insurance still views all of this as luxury items.
Luxury items.
Not necessities.
Being able to get in and out of your house safely.
A lot of education we're doing, but it's a big wall to crack.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break, Frank. If our listeners want to reach out to you during the week or after the show, what's the best number to reach you?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Kara Jonas, who did not tell her family that she's on the radio today. In the event...
No, my family's not listening.
So. I know, so why should hers listen? So we're going to... You're coming up next, Kara, with a K. It's not Kara, it's Kara.
That's right.
I got it right.
It only took you 30 minutes
Frank,
of practice.
Frank, back off, buddy. I got it right. She's going to be talking about, she's the Comet Energy Doctor, talking about home energy savings and high usage alerts. We're going to be talking about both. I'm super excited. 312-981-7200 if you have any energy questions. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Photo line.
I can't talk.
I don't understand the whole concept.
It's magical.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch.
You understand what I'm saying. I want you to tell the contraception story.
Wrong word.
Yeah, whatever. It began with the C. Let's not get critical here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. High school educators. tell their students not to listen to the show, or to listen to the show to learn how not to speak. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have our first text question for you, Kara. Right. 815. Do your guests have any information? This is Chicago, so we got to talk in Chicagoese. Do your guests have any information about when rebates for heat pumps and other home upgrades for the Inflation Reduction Act will be available in Illinois? There you go.
Yeah, that's a great question. I think everyone's eager to see that, and we're really excited that there are rebates for things like heat pumps through the Inflation Reduction Act. It's expected they should be available 2023. That said, it's my understanding that the funds have to flow to the state, so the states will vary on when their programs are set up. So TBD on how to apply for that. But in the meantime, ComEd does have discounts for heat pumps. Can get a discount of up to $2,000 depending on the heat pump.
So. Hello. How much is a heat pump? $2,000.
That's significant.
That's a lot of dough. How much is a heat pump?
It really varies, but if you go to comed.com/ways to save and choose a, you have to work with a participating energy efficiency service provider, and they will apply the discount to the customer.
That's awesome. So that website, one more time, if our listeners want to learn all about the available discounts now that ComEd's offering directly, and I'm sure you'll update that as soon as the funds become available to the state, and then the state says what it can be applied towards.
Yeah, comed.com/ways to save.
All right, ComEd.com, ways to save. Home energy saving tips going into the holiday. I did that home energy audit. Was it the audit?
Assessment.
I did that home energy assessment on my old home. Switched out all my light bulbs. Gave me some power strips. I forgot exactly what all the different things. But I learned a ton about my old home. Cut my electric bill by 30 to 35% just by doing basically nothing, right? Just changing a few things up. And it was a dress. I did it in my office too. You guys came out, a contractor came out, changed all the light bulbs in our office. We went with the LEDs that shut off automatically. We invested, I think, I don't know, $1,500 to $3,000. The payoff was in 18 months, according to the schedule. The payoff was in under a year. So that was a huge savings if you're a commercial building owner. All of this stuff is complimentary, and I don't understand why more listeners don't pick up the phone or go to their website and call what number or go to what website? What's the best way to get more information about this?
Yeah, so for the assessment, comed.com/assessment. You can also call 855-433-2700. The assessment is great. Like you said, it's free, and it's getting colder. We were talking about that. People consequently probably spending more time indoors, yes. Probably spending more energy. Great time to start thinking about energy efficiency. But that can be a little bit daunting. You might be wondering, where do I start? So really recommend the assessment. If you schedule, you can have an energy advisor come to your home. You can also opt to do a virtual assessment where you actually walk them through with a smartphone or tablet, and they will be looking for energy efficiency upgrade opportunities for you. Free products, like you said, LEDs. We were talking about pipe wrap earlier. Also, water heater pipe wrap can be offered. Low flow shower heads, faucet aerators, all for free. They will install it for you, or if you have the virtual assessment, you get that delivered directly to your door for your check.
I will tell you, the calls that I am getting right now for reverse mortgages are astronomically going through the roof at record inflow of reverse mortgages, because here's why, and here's a segue to you. The experienced homeowners are getting their first gas bill right now, and the cost of gas and those bills have tripled on some of our experienced homeowners that are on fixed income. And I know they're going to get a COLA adjustment next year when they're Social Security, but it's today, and their homes are inefficient. And something like this that's complimentary and free could save them thousands of dollars over their lifetime and help bridge that gap and cut their energy usage by just doing a free assessment.
Yeah, and this is a joint offering. So ComEd partners with the local gas utility companies. So we have gas saving products as well.
Outstanding. If our listeners want to reach out to you to get more information to set up a free assessment, what's the best way to do that?
To set up the free assessment, they should go to ComEd.com/assessment or call 855-433-2700.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We're going to take a quick break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I'm going to throw it over to the boys in the newsroom. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. I'll tell you what, after the break, I want you to talk about a little deeper, Kara, about we haven't talked about it yet, high usage alerts and why that's what they are and why that's important after the break. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We are going to go to Johnny out in Homer Glen, but first we want to take care of a couple of these text questions here. Pete, I installed a new frostproof outside spigot. I'm wondering if foam pipe insulation is a good or bad idea on the frostproof pipe. What are your thoughts?
Well, that's a very good call. Adding that winterized, that frostproof pipe is good. You still want to go in with the insulation within the inside of the home if the pipes are accessible. And a lot of folks, they make access panels. So they find out where their spigot is, and they'll make an opening, and they'll put an access panel there.
Okay.
In the event there's an issue. That's just another good call. So insulation from within, always a good call.
All right, hang on there, Johnny and Homer Glenn. Frank, for you, 312, suction grab bars is the text. Went to All About Access website and was unable to find what I needed. I need grab bars in my shower, and my carpenter said, this is his or her carpenter, the Texas carpenter, said, due to all the fancy plumbing fixtures, I need suction grab bars. I'm afraid to, but on Amazon. I don't know. My husband is about 200 pounds. Put grab bars in my other showers, garage, and bathrooms. Why aren't there any suction grab bars on your website?
Because we don't believe in the suction grab bars. They don't hold. So grab bars are not about the weight of the person. It's about the pull-out force of the weight of that person as they're falling or pulling themselves up from a seated position to a standing position.
Okay.
So you need to have a very strong amount of anchoring on that grab bar to make sure that it doesn't pull out of the wall. Suction grab bars also, over time, you'll get soap behind there, you'll get water behind there. It'll slip up and down.
Yeah.
But as soon as somebody's really relying on that, you know, to get in and out of the tub or to get themselves up or to keep themselves from falling, and it lets loose, you have a big problem.
Okay,
so
Kara.
We won't do
them. Kara, here's a text message, and we're going to get over to John and Homer Glenn. 8630. Good morning, David. Does your guest, you, Kara, from ComEd, our energy doctor, have a promo code for the energy assessment? I'm online right now filling it out. I guess there's a box for a promo code. Is there a promo code?
I don't have one, but you don't need one. I promise it's free. So if you sign up, you shouldn't need that promo code.
Okay, Tom, here's an idea. Put in HSHC, Home Sweet Home Chicago, so you could track. Marketing genius, Northern Illinois, class of 88. You're welcome. Okay, so out to Homer Glenn. John, you got a question for Kara.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen, girls. Calling in regards to ComEd, she mentioned heat pumps, and I was just walking back into a room, and I didn't hear exactly what. I thought heat pumps weren't efficient in this Chicagoland area because of the extreme cold temperatures at times. Is there some kind of update? I think Mitsubishi is putting out a heat pump that is more efficient than they used to be. But does she have some kind of more information that I should know about? Because I'm interested.
Kara?
Yeah, thank you so much for the question. And we get this a lot, right? We live in a cold climate. I have to say the technology has advanced so much. It's important to choose the right equipment for your home. Cold climate heat pump. If you work with a qualified energy efficiency service provider, they will calculate your heating needs and pick out equipment that is right for you. So technology has advanced. I encourage you to work with a qualified energy efficiency service provider or contractor, as some people refer to them. We have all the information on our website. We have a network of qualified energy efficiency service providers.
How's that, Johnny?
Okay, so, But it's called a cold climate heat pump, right? And also, I got a second question, if you don't mind.
No, go ahead, bud.
Not for her, for the guy with the grab bars.
Yeah, Mr. Grab Bar. Hey, you, Mr. Grab Bar, over by there. Go ahead. Go ahead, Johnny. That's Frank from Access.
He was just mentioning the suction cup things.
Yeah.
And I have to agree with him 100%. I bought them a while ago to use for my mother and all that stuff, and they work for a little while, but then you don't want to trust that at all. But I have a question for him as far as, you know, the metal ones, what do they call them, aluminum or whatever.
Stainless?
When you put them in, and they're really good, they're really strong. I bought this condo here that I live in, and they have them in one bathroom, but in the other one, they don't have them. And it's a tub shower enclosure type, the plastic things. And I'm wondering, how do you install them so they grab, so they can be as strong as the ones that are in my other shower?
So they're anchored into some type of 2x4 or metal or something.
Well, no. So on your
no,
no, David, please. So on your surround, John, is that a bubble surround where it kind of raises out away from the studs and kind of forms its shapes?
I have no idea. I mean, it's you know, it's against the wall, so how the hell am I know how that goes?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy to come out there and we can do, you know, I can go over it with you. It's free, and we can see how we can anchor it. But on those type of surrounds where they actually come out away from the wall and there's like this air gap that is between the actual thin fiberglass surround and the stud walls, there is no safe way to mount any grab bar, even the suction ones, because it just breaks and...
I ain't worried about. I don't do that suction thing no more. I did that already. That's over with. That's so, you're 100% right with that. That sucks. That's so stupid. but I want to put this in, and I was thinking of doing it myself, but I can't figure out how to find the studs. You know, you got the stud finders, but they don't go through plastic or anything. I don't think.
You're right.
Those things are great.
Hey, John.
They have to be professionally installed?
Hey, yeah, John, yeah, we would do that for you.
Frank will come out, and John's done with sucking. Okay, that's what John, we've established that John is done with the sucking. But, John, is this you, buddy?
Bingo, suck it up and walk out, and they're done.
Is that you, Johnny?
I called many times.
I know. I'll tell you what. Joe loved you, buddy. I just want to let you know that. You're a longtime listener. You're a great friend of the show. Frank will call you after. We got to get over to John Hansen, who's at an event. But hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Happy holidays, buddy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We got Hansen at a very, very special event. And then we got a break. Wait, we're going. Okay, John. Oh, we're going to go to a break. All right, hang on. We're going to go to a break. A lot of moving pieces here, Kara. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with John Hansen after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I don't know if I would have ever thought that I would thoroughly enjoy a mortgage and fixer on the house.
Show.
Yes. I filled in for you a couple times. It's so much fun.
They love when you co-host.
Oh, well.
Because they use you like a pinata, and they beat the living bejesus out of you.
They do.
And you start firing back at it,
I don't
which is
it.
Awesome.
Yeah. When they found out I was using my garbage disposal for chicken bones, that set them off for until the end of time.
Well, John Williams said it best earlier in the week. He's like, yeah, David Hochberg's got something going on here at 10 until 1. We really don't know what it is, but it's a pretty good show.
Laugh and learn.
Laugh and learn.
Now back to David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. And the John Hansen is on the celebrity hotline. How are you, Mr. Hansen?
Mr. Hochberg, how are you doing today?
I'm tremendous. You got a busy day? Something with the Illinois Lottery going on?
Oh, yeah. This is awesome. We're at the Oaklawn Marianos. We're going to be here till noon. And then, you know, I got to run up and do Let's Get Legal at 1 o'clock. But I'm here till noon. Right now, the Illinois Lottery taking part in their second annual holiday toy drive. They're trying to get 1,000 toys today between this location. Then we're going to be at Bronzeville this afternoon from 3 to 5. You buy a toy, and the best part is you get a little something, too, the Illinois Lottery Holiday Instant Ticket. You get two fast play, scan and play tickets as well. I've been talking to a lot of people, and they say if I win on this ticket after donating the toy, it's going right back to going back to the Marianos to buy another toy, and we'll keep a cycle going. But I did talk to one woman. Her name is Andrea. She lives in Palos Heights. I just wanted to play a little bit about why she decided that today was a great day to donate.
I wanted to show my daughter that it's a good thing to do to help support children that are in need, because she has lots of really great things, and we need to share the love with others that are less fortunate.
That's very nice,
I think,
John.
That's the thing, right? Like, a lot of us, we grew up, there were going to be presents under the tree, right? I think that's something that, you know, you took for granted maybe as a kid. The reality is, you know, that's not the reality for every family. So the Boys and Girls Club Alliance of Illinois, they're going to be the beneficiaries. Well, the kids will be, of course, but that's who the Illinois Lottery is partnering with. So it's a great event, and people are in good spirits. It's a little chilly, a little misty, but we're going to get this 1,000 toys. I know it, David.
Are you going to be at Bronzeville after your show, or is that just at the Bronzeville location?
That's at the Bronzeville location, so I'm here till noon. Then I got to go do the show. But, no, that'll be 3 to 5 at Bronzeville. We'll have some other folks from WGN Radio over there, too, making sure everyone's feeling the love.
And one of our fondest memories, we did a live remote way back in the day at Mariano's, and Joe Hogel went over and stuck the ladle. He was so excited about the soup thing they got there, the soup smorgasbord thing. They had like seven soups or eight soups, and Joe had never been in a Mariano's, and he kept going and pulling the ladles out and tasting each soup. I'm like, dude, you can't do that. He's like, Dave, I'm Mega Pros Joe. And he went up there, and he was like fascinated that they had a soup bar. That's what they call it. He was completely blown. I'm like, don't you ever get out? He's like, I don't do the shopping. That's Judy. Jude does that. He was completely amazed by all the choices and how delicious all the soups were. They had to completely remake all the soups because he was taking it right out of the ladle and tasting it. That's a whole other health challenge that we won't go into. But great. Great cause.
Soup, get a toy, donate it to the Illinois Lottery, get some Illinois Lottery thing.
You got a great thing that you're doing there, Johnny, with the Illinois Lottery, and thank you for calling in and sharing what you're doing, my friend.
Amen. See you soon, okay?
All right. John Hansen, Let's Get Legal, coming up after Home Sweet Home Chicago, 312-981-7200. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, John. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7... Hold on. I'm hitting all the buttons here. Hold on. Drop that. Helps when you pick up the right line there. Jacob, how are you? You got a question. You're out in DeKalb for our good friend Frank from Access.
Yeah, Jim. Hi, Frank. I'm getting to where, my mom can't really get down the stairs to do laundry anymore, and so we're thinking it might be time to get one of the the lifts to go down the stairs. And a cousin that of mine had bought one on like a Facebook marketplace or something.
Whoa.
Not too long ago for a similar situation, and it just didn't work out right at all. So my question is, how do you know what you're looking for when you go to buy one?
And the reason I said whoa with the Facebook marketplace, I just sold my kids jackets, or my wife did. You want to sell jackets or old soccer balls or old boots or something? Great, but a stair lift, Frank, on Facebook market? It's like putting in suction cup. Grab bars, I would think. That's dangerous, isn't it?
Actually, it's a little bit worse. Jake, thanks for calling in. And I don't suggest buying a used stair lift from anybody other than a reputable dealer. The biggest thing with the stair lift is even the straight ones that, you know, that can be reused and whatnot, is all the rails are cut to size on site when they're installed. So they're cut to fit that specific home they were installed in. So when you buy something on Facebook Marketplace, one, you don't know how that machine's going to work, but two, the odds of it fitting are very slim. So your best option is to give somebody a call like us. We'll come out, do a free assessment. If we do have pre-owned units that we actually go through and refurbish, and we'll put our own warranty on, and then we can offer you those if you're looking for some cost savings.
Same rule applies for restoration contractors. Don't find them.
Don't
on
go
Facebook.
To Facebook.
No,
I mean, listen, Facebook Marketplace is a lot of good things. If you want to save a lot of money, right? God knows, whoever bought my kids' jackets got an unbelievable opportunity savings. But custom made stair lifts to lift people up and down, our listeners up and down, to do that online, that is a very dangerous proposition, Jimmy. That's speaking from a...
That's Jake on the phone.
No, that's a caller ID. It says Jimmy here at DeKalb.
Okay, sorry.
Do you go to DeKalb?
Yeah, we go to... Absolutely. We do the whole state. So we'll be happy to come out by you there, Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy, any other questions, bud?
I think that'll do it. Thank you.
All right, hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, buddy. And glad that our listeners are looking out for their loved ones during this holiday season. That is the best gift that you could give, is a stair lift or something like that. Okay, and I don't know what it was, but I was driving behind a handicap accessible van today, and I remember that one year I bought my parents a van to get my mom in and out, you know, with the lift that came out the side, and it just brought back memories, right? I was driving down on the express lanes, and there was a van, and I'm just like, and driving down, what's the best gift that you could give somebody? Something, a gift that continues to give, right? My mom couldn't get in and out of a van. She had to wheel herself in, latch herself down. My dad had to latch herself down with the safety straps to make sure that the motorized wheelchair didn't go flying all over the place, but that's kind of a gift. I'm not saying everybody should go spend the type of money I invested in a van for my mom, but a stair lift is just the same thing. It's a gift of mobility. It's a gift of dignity.
Yeah, and you want to make sure it's done right. That's the biggest part, you know. And what the gentleman from DeKalb was talking about is, you know, you get these stair lifts and you try to make it fit, and it just doesn't work.
Don't do that.
A company like ours, we just have so much extra and used rail that will, you know, that's part of purchasing it pre-owned.
You don't know if it functioned before they took it down and what the condition was and how it worked before they dismantled it. Okay, and then when you dismantle it, there's 4,000 pieces and one bar and one railing might be misplaced or might be dented or might be twisted, and you might lose a couple of screws and a couple of... It's not a safe proposition.
We've had it where the circuit board actually shorts out right in the middle of the run, so somebody's
that's
stuck
nice.
In the middle of the stair because it was installed improperly.
That's really safe.
Yeah.
Having an immobilized...
Want to make sure it's done right.
Yeah. Listener, homeowner halfway up the stairs who can't walk, stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Forget, I can only imagine what that's about. 312-981-7200. Kara, I know we talked about, teased our listeners about high usage alerts. And I promise coming after the break, we will get to high usage alerts. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Keep the text coming in. This is Home Show Chicago at 720 WGM.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Kara, as we typically happens on the show, we set something up, but completely go off in 400 tangents. So I apologize for not... for taking so long to get to the high usage alerts. What is a high usage alert? This is Energy Dr. Kara Jonas from ComEd. What is a high usage alert, and why should our listeners care about what you're about to explain?
Sure. So a high usage alert is essentially to eliminate surprises on your bill. So what it does, if you go to comed.com/myaccount and opt to sign up for high usage alerts, if your energy use is trending higher than it was at the same time last year, you'll get an alert to let you know that before your bill comes. So you can make changes ahead of time and hopefully reduce your bill. So you can sign up for text, calls, emails, whatever your preference. And you also, if you want, could opt to get an alert if your bill reaches a certain dollar amount. So if you set a dollar amount, when your bill nears that amount, you'll be notified.
So maybe it's on the 16th day of the month. You're like, what the heck is going on here? I should take a look at maybe shutting some things off, unplugging some appliances that you, because it's still draining energy, even though you're not using it, anything plugged in.
That's right.
Which a lot of I learned on this show. Explain the energy savings, if you could, about doing laundry off peak hours. And what's considered peak? Is 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night, and when in the morning? So when should our listeners, because I do my own laundry.
Yeah.
Because my wife won't touch it for obvious reasons, hazmat suits and respirators. But when you go to do laundry, I usually do it 7 o'clock at night. Wait, you know, I do a couple loads at night, and then when I wake up at 4:35. I throw it into the dryer so it's done by 6. What are the off peak hours that our listeners should wash laundry if they're trying to save money?
Well, It depends on what rate plan you're on. So it really honestly doesn't make a difference. Most of our customers are on a flat rate.
Okay.
You're right, though. There are peak hours. And if you want and you're interested, you could sign up for a dynamic pricing or real-time pricing program where you are actually paying based on peak time and energy demand.
So, go ahead, Frank.
Can somebody potentially save money going on to that dynamic program?
Potentially. It depends. And we have tools to help assess if you're a good candidate.
If you're a third shifter. Right.
I mean, yeah.
Right. No. If you work second shift or third shift, and your clock is completely different than a normal work period, and you're leaving at 9 o'clock at night to go to work or whatever.
Oh, I'm telling you right now, if it saves $10 a month, Tracy's going to make
you end
up at 1 a.m. and start doing laundry. Right. I get it.
Okay. Well, there you go, Tracy. He just volunteered you to do laundry at 1 a.m. Tracy.
Oh, no, she's going to make me.
Is
do it.
Your she, wife? She's going to sleep. I just want to clarify that everybody, Tracy, like, what the hell is this all about? All right, if our listeners want to find out more about dynamic pricing, about high usage alerts, about your promos, the assessments, where do they go?
Our website, ComEd.com. ComEd.com/ways to save gets you to our energy efficiency programs. ComEd.com/my account gives you to the area where you can opt into high usage alerts. But ComEd.com, you can use the search function to get to where you need to be.
Is there a ComEd.com/Frank Wazalewski?
No.
Probably not. I'd guess that's page not found.
Page not found.
No, I going back to your assessments that you were talking about earlier, and you said that they were, you know, for homeowners, they're free and all that, and you were talking about them being available for businesses. Are they free for commercial institutions as well?
We do have free facility assessments, too, and a whole lot of incentives available for businesses and options depending on your business type. So if you go to comed.com/ways to save and navigate to For Your Business, you can find more information.
The assessment of our office, listen, we have, what, 2,500 square foot office. It's in an office park. Was complimentary, but the installation of the lights and all the stuff that we put in, we had to pay for that, but it was at a reduced cost, and the contractors were in and out in a day. I mean, we're talking maybe 15, 20 different lights that they put up, and they were in and out, boom. And I'll tell you what, it's fascinating. You walk into a room, blink, blink, and then it sets the level. You walk out of a room, you forgot to turn the lights off. After a certain period of time, it senses movement or non-movement in the room, and the lights shut off. Our electric bills dropped 30%. It was unbelievable. And yes, it was a little investment up front, Frank, but our usage dropped so much that we picked it up within a year. So I strongly advise it for all commercial users as well. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Taylor, let's take a quick break, Pete, because I know you wanted to talk about fire, and we talked about during the break about secondary water damage, but I also want to tell you a story of a fire chief at the Metropolitan Fire District Chiefs, the luncheon,
holiday party,
correct. Holiday party last Friday, not this past Friday, but a week ago,
right.
About a chief from a local, I won't name the town because I don't want to get him in trouble, who had a fire on his own, and I want to tell you what he told me, which I haven't shared with you yet, and I want to share it with our listeners. Awesome. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wazalewski. Josh Abimo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete.
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've sat
He looks
here.
Like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. I only called Kara Carl once, which is a record for somebody, a rookie coming in here. It's usually 10 times, the over-under, Kara.
The show still is going.
I know, we still got an hour and 10 minutes. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Omega Pros call, text, and photo line. Thank you for the great text messages. We appreciate your support. So I'm at the event with 500 firefighters, first responders, and all the sponsors and everybody there, right?
Yes,
to celebrate the Metropolitan Fire District's holiday party. Unbelievable event in, where were we? In Addison, I think, right?
Correct.
Beautiful hall in Addison. Everybody's there. Great event. changing of the guard, you know, swearing in the new officers. I'm learning all about this, you know, local firefighter organizations. Guy comes up to me. I guess he recognized me because, you know, I am David Hochberg. And he's like, hey, I listen to you all the time. You're great. You had a great show. Thanks for having the Illinois Firefighter Chiefs Association President Chief Michael from Elk Grove Village call in when I filled in for Bob to talk about on Black Friday to talk about fire safety. He's like, Bob, you know, he did a great job. Chief Michael did a great job. Thank you for promoting the organization. I go, sure, hey, listen, you know, anything I could do to get the word out and help you guys. He's like, I got to tell you. And I won't tell you the town because I don't want to get the guy in trouble. But he was a chief of a fire department who had a fire in his home. Okay, he was at work. Something went wrong, electrical. Fire in his home. He's his wife, kids, family's at home freaking out. He gets the call. He's like, wait, it's my house, right? So he's on the run to his house that's on fire.
Wow.
While he's the fire chief. Okay, so he's on the way. Okay, a lot of damage. Everybody got out safe, whatever it is. Crew came in, knocked out the fire, a lot of damage. They knew Dugan from 1-800 board up, and Tom, you know your team, right. your team boarded up, and all of a sudden the vultures come, right? Everybody's got the scanners, and everybody's paying attention. Mm-hmm. The board up companies are coming, and all the restoration companies are coming, and he said he felt like a piece of meat. He felt like a down animal, piece of meat, and the vultures started coming in because he started getting bombarded. And he said he went with you guys because he saw the craftsmanship and the work that you've done with other fires that they've had for families within their town, that he felt, and he saw what all the restoration, how you handled everything. Mm-hmm. He was so impressed with the service that you did that here's a chief, a fire chief of a local fire department, had you guys 800 board up his house because he was buddies with Mike Dugan, and he had you guys do all the restoration because he saw the work. What does that mean to you guys?
That's very cool, and that means a lot. I mean, it means the world to us. Really, we're on a rotation at many districts, and we're called in to do the initial board up, and oftentimes they want us to continue helping because we are a full-service restoration contractor, Blue Sky. And the trust of our Chicagoland firefighters and other groups, it means a lot to us. Now, fire damage is just a quick segue. Chasers and public adjusters, that stuff's real. It really is, and we call it the pandemic of, you know, ambulance chasers. We're called in on a rotation. We're invited to the scene to do a task, and we do that well. And if folks want us to help with any repair or any other tasks, we're absolutely available and ready to do so at Blue Sky. You know, fire damage, it's serious business. It's scary stuff. Sometimes it's something small, but often you can't stay in the home anymore. You got to evacuate. And my first question when I meet folks, you know, is everyone okay? Because that's all that matters. And you know what? That's not always the case. You know, folks get rushed to the hospital. Pet didn't make it out. Oh,
it's traumatic, right? I mean, a lot of your belongings are destroyed.
Right.
You've got hundreds, if not thousands, of gallons of water being blown through your house. And you might have had the fire upstairs. And guess what? We've talked about this before. Firefighter bell rings at the firehouse, right? They've got a certain amount of time to get dressed, get through the threshold, because they hit the button as soon as they get through the threshold.
Right.
Then they hit a button in their truck when they get on site. Then they hit another button in their truck when the fire's down. Then they hit another button when they roll up their hoses and put all their equipment away. Then they hit another button. Everything's timed. These men and women are not like moving furniture out of the way when there's a fire upstairs. They're rolling in there with their hoses and their 50 to 100 pounds of equipment to knock the fire down.
Mm-hmm. They got to make openings to windows, openings to roofs to get the smoke out, and that is just part of their deal. And one of our core values at Blue Sky is empathy, and we have to lead with that. We got to go into these situations, put ourselves in these folks' shoes, and if they don't want us to help with anything, that's okay.
Right.
It's okay. The point is, let's get you taken care of. We've got to start here with the board up. We've got to look at your electrical situation because oftentimes firefighters have to pull power. They've got to remove the meter or they got to cut the line. And in the wintertime, that's not good for frozen pipes.
Sure.
We've got to winterize. We've got to drain the water lines. We've got to winterize. We've got to shut off the water at the main. And then folks need to have time with their insurance companies. They've got to chat with them, make sure they're covered, make sure they're all good. They can then officially hire Blue Sky, and we can help them every step of the way. I usually say, you know, we work for you, the homeowner. We work with the insurance folks.
Okay.
Because we want to make sure that you're covered. We want to make sure that all the scopes are identified up front and that there's coverage. So you're not stuck with any kind of bill outside of your deductible at the end of the day. And so fire damage, it's our core. It's one of our core pillars of business. It's what we do day in, day out. And we are so thankful for Chicagoland and your listeners and that you've embraced Blue Sky. And we're here for you 24 hours a day at 800-266-5677 or 800-956-8844. GoBlueSky.com, GoBlueSky.com.
You want to say something, booyah, or something like that to your...
Well, I wanted to give a big thank you. I wanted to give a big shout out to the Blue Sky Nation. I know you guys are listening, and we're gearing up for an awesome retreat here in 2023, and I wanted to give a big booyah to everyone listening right now. Candace is in studio right now. Can we get a booyah, guys? Can we get a booyah?
Booyah.
Booyah. Booyah.
Well, if I get invited to Dallas to speak, you might get a booyah in person, but that's a whole nother story.
There you go.
I think that might be on the docket here. Here's some money-saving tips, Kara. Save money drying clothes. Use clothesline for towels, shirts, sheets, rugs, and blankets. That's what you tell Tracy when you get home. Honey, I'm going to install a clothesline outside so we could hang our clothes outside to dry, freeze-dry.
I hope you have an extra room in your house.
Yeah, I've got plenty of room.
I'm sure your wife would love that. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on WGN. We're going to throw it to the boys in the newsroom and be back after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Thank you, Mr. Jennings. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. I am David Hochberg, your host. And that was Dave Jennings, the big voice man here at WGN Radio. Keep getting inappropriate text messages from a guy named Mike Dugan. Do you know this Michael Dugan?
Dugs! He's a great guy, and I know mom's listening too.
Retired firefighter.
That's right.
Chicago firefighter.
Yeah, yeah.
His mother was not a big fan of the show, not a big fan of me until recently. So we like her now.
All right.
Because I mention her son's name all the time.
Well, you guys were hanging out at the luncheon.
Not that I wanted to, but he invited me, so I had to. I felt bad that nobody would be at the table. And lo and behold, lucky I was there, because then more people came over. Because he invited me, so it was a good time. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Go to WGNDavid.com to get all of our contact information, download podcasts, previous shows. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. So, Frank, let's talk about our good friend out in DeKalb again. Buying ill-fitted or secondary, secondhand, any type of lifts or that, especially lifts. Ramps are easier to modify, right? I mean, we built my mom a ramp out of 2x4s and plywood, right? We didn't have any special, you know, highfalutin aluminum ramps. We just had a handyman build a ramp from the garage that was probably, I don't know, 12 to 15 feet long to get up the grade to get her into the house, right? Because we had to clear two steps, one small step in the garage, and then another step into the house. So that was easy to fill, you know, build with the carpenter. Plus, the way their garage was designed, it was a long run, and it was fine. We didn't park the car in the garage. We always parked it outside. The danger, I want to talk about the safety. The safety of and the danger of buying a secondhand lift or anything like that. I guess a ramp's a little different because it's an aluminum ramp and it's a ramp. Right, unless there you got a weld going or something, you could easily find somebody who knows how to weld aluminum, weld that back together. But a stair lift is a whole nother story, buddy. That's safety issues, and you're putting your loved one in a very, very precarious situation.
Yeah, and it's any accessibility lift, to be honest with you, not just the stair lift. When you're buying them secondhand, you don't know what you're buying. But the bigger risk is who's going to put that in for you. You know, because if you think that, you know, just Joe Handyman can go out there and put these in, it doesn't work. I mean, I can't tell you the number of them that we have to go out to and replace because there are issues when people buy these things used online and then try to just, you know, them and their brother or whatever, just try to put it in for them. It doesn't work.
I didn't know there was that big of a secondary market on a Facebook or those type of places to go buy this type of equipment. You know, we get a lot of calls from our listeners. Hey, my husband, my aunt, my uncle just passed away. My wife just passed away. I've had these left. I'm selling the house. You want it, right? And there are certain situations where you guys will go, your organization will go, pick up the lift, refurbish it, and resell it, or donate it to somebody. You did it for one of our listeners in Park Ridge.
Yeah, we've done it for several listeners this year. It's been fantastic. We've gotten a lot of donations from WGN listeners. Well, we'll pick it up, we'll refurbish it, and then we'll go out and install it for somebody. You know, so if it's donated, we're going to help facilitate that donation. If it's somebody wants us to buy it back, we'll assess it, and if it's got value to it and where we could or we can refurbish it safely, then we'll do it.
Will you put any warranty on that or no?
If we refurbish it, absolutely, we'll put a warranty on it.
How much of a discount is it from a new one, a refurbished one?
About 40% off.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it can have savings. Now the problem is we only get so many
and
there's a long list to get them. Right now we actually have an overstock, but they come and go pretty quick.
Okay. Yeah. So if our listeners want to donate one or maybe get on a list to secure one, where do they go?
They can just give us a call at 630-616-6249 and talk to anybody there, and they'll put you on the list.
The veteran who won the stair lift that we gave away for Veterans Day. Mm-hmm. We keep forgetting to mention the veteran. Who's the lucky veteran that won, and where does he or she live?
So Alex won it from Schiller Park.
Nice.
He and his family are super excited. We finally made contact with him this past Wednesday.
Nice.
And then, due to doctor's appointments and stuff, Amy will be out there on Tuesday to actually assess the stairs, and then we can go forward with, installation from there.
When did he serve?
So he's 82. So he was in Korea and Vietnam.
Wow.
Army veteran. So at this point, that's as much as I know about him, but we're excited to, keep it moving. And
all right. Well, he call into the show and you'll get pictures that we can put up online.
We'll take care of it as soon as we know what we're doing. So,
well, that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you, Alex, and the other veterans that registered for your service to our country. And congratulations to Alex and your family, 82 years young, that you were able to do that. Is it the stair and get in and out, or up and down the stairs?
Up and down inside.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, Alex, and your family. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa. I think that's the proper designation for Kwanzaa, Happy Kwanzaa. Whatever you celebrate, I'm glad we're able to provide that, and Axis was able to provide that for the holidays for you and your family. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're very excited for it.
All right, this is Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGN. We're going to come back. We got a text message here for you, Kara, and also for you, Pete, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
I'm thinking about becoming, get ready for this? Because I'm on Instagram now. I'm a grammar. Because I'm a grammar. So David Hochberg on Instagram. So I'm scrolling through and I see the Kardashians are making a fortune taking pictures, eating stuff in their bathing suits. And I'm like, I can do that.
Well, I'm just not sure about that.
Oh my God, David.
I could do that.
That was the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
I could do that.
You gotta look into OnlyFans possibly then.
I don't know what that means.
Okay, boomers.
Google that.
Not here though. Don't Google it here.
3-1 Joe Brand coming in off the top rope, saving us all. Probably would have shut the computer down. Would have been my last show. Yeah, what's this OnlyFans? Who did that, David Hochberg? Yep, thanks for changed your pass, key pass. Well, not accessible any locks anymore. 312, that's a clear indication, Frank, that you no longer are welcome when your key card doesn't let you in through the turnstiles. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. Text message here for you, Kara.
Sure.
I said it right, Frank. Third hour, rocking that car.
I'm proud of you. You only got one message.
Only said her car once, and this and that. I said it now, but that was intentional. Kara, 708 wants to know if ComEd have any programs for low to moderate income homeowners and renters? I didn't even think of the renters. So what type of programs, if any, Does ComEd offer to low to moderate income listeners out there that not only own their home, but also rent an apartment or rent a home?
Yeah, that's a great question. We offer a variety of programs for income eligible customers. We partner with local food banks to distribute energy saving products like LEDs. We partner with community action agencies to distribute energy saving kits. That home energy savings program I was speaking about, customers that meet certain income requirements and other eligibility requirements may actually qualify for free weatherization, air sealing, insulation, that sort of thing. That's going to make a huge impact on their energy bill. And renters are eligible, too. They just need permission from their landlord.
Where do our listeners go to find out the income levels to see if they qualify? Is it the median income?
It is. So our typical qualification is 80%, a household income of 80% or less area median income. Okay. Customers can go to comed.com/income-eligible to learn more.
Area median income in this area is for a single is $80,000, 84. So it's about 60 some thousand dollars if you're single, and it's about 105 for so you're looking in the 80s, 85,000 at the 80%. So if you're, because I need that for the loans, right? We've got loan programs at 80% and 100% of area median incomes. But go to comed.com what to find out?
comed.com/income-eligible.
This is listen, we are getting calls from listeners who are freaked out that their gas bills and their energy bills have tripled. And we're not even in the middle of winter yet. We're just knocking on winter's door here. Okay, this is kindergarten what we're going through now. This is nothing. Okay, the 38 degrees, this is nothing for Chicagoans. Right down in Florida, they're in their down goose and their snowmobile outfits. Here, forget about it, right? It's a light jacket, we're fine. Winter's knocking on the door. And if the gas bills and the electric bills right now are double and triple from what they were, experienced homeowners, anybody on a fixed income, even if you're not an experienced homeowner, if you're on a fixed income, you've got to go to this website and at least check it out. It costs you nothing to check it out. And you might be able to get insulation and a whole bunch of products out there for nothing if you qualify, which will drastically reduce your energy bills. Which is what ComEd wants. ComEd wants you to use less. ComEd's the only company, Pete, that I know that wants you to use less of their product, which is the craziest thing, because you would think people out there, you know, you want more fires, God forbid, and more water damage and more mold. And right. So everybody calls you. You don't want more fires. Right. But if fires happen, you want more people to call you, more of a listener to call you. Frank wants everybody that's having mobility challenges to call him, you know, to make sure they're safe to get up and downstairs and whatever. I want everybody that's looking for financing to call me. And all our other experts want that as well. ComEd's the only company out there that wants you and is encouraging you, will do everything in their power to get you to use less of their product. Hmm. If you think of it like that, you're out of your mind if you just don't go to ComEd.com. What is it again?
/ways to save is ways the best save. Landing page.
Well, I should be a spokesperson for ComEd. You should give me, I should call Mr. Ed and tell, you say, listen, Com, this is what we're going to do here. Because I'm on a first, once I know Mr. Ed, I go on first name basis, and we're just, it'll be, hey, C-Man, here's what we're going to do. And I'm just telling you, I did it for my home, my old home. I had a blower test on my new home. I was the most efficient. The guy's never blown a home like that ever. And the energy efficiency of my new home, forget about it, with the blown-in insulation, was the highest he's ever. So I've got the most efficient home that this guy has ever tested before. I'm telling you, I did it on my old home, and there were a lot of inefficiencies, and we plugged it up before we sold it, which was a huge selling point when you go to sell the home. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Did you want to add something? You've got to look like I want to jump in and add something. That's just
no, not at this time, David. You just, and I'll let you and Mr. Ed do it.
Yeah, me and Mr. Ed. I got the direct line to Mr. Com. 312-981-7200. Talk about secondary water damage. We talked about that about an hour ago. Of course, we went sidetracked because that's what this show is all about. We can never stay on pace here. It's the host's got a little bit of an ADD challenge. But the secondary water damage from a fire, fires knocked down. And then in the wintertime, you could have icebergs forming on the outside of the home because it's below freezing. And these firefighters are pumping the water like crazy to knock the fire down. And they don't stop putting water in your house until after, as soon as the fire goes out. They continue to knock that thing down and make sure that the fire's gone. Talk about secondary fire damage in 3 minutes before the break.
So after a fire, you know, there's a lot of water damage. There's a lot of muck. And in the wintertime, typically there's no power to the house. There's no power to the building. So there's no heat. And that's why we need to have a certified electrician go through the home and identify where we can get power back up. Get ComEd on the phone. Get that stuff going so we can get heat, so we can start to introduce dehumidifiers and get to work. That's one of the keys. I want to share a quick story about, you know, we're here in the city. I see all these buildings. Blue Sky, we have master service agreements with most of these property management firms. We got a call a few weeks back from a tenant. Beautiful building out here. They had like four or five floors, and they had a dishwasher leak.
Oy.
And they had their building engineers, you know, these guys, they want to clean up, and they did a good job. But when I showed up, I found moisture everywhere.
Yep.
And it turned out to be like a big deal where they had to file an insurance claim. And we have the tools, the moisture meters, the infrared cameras, the sonar, so we can test and identify, hey, what's wet and how wet is it? Where does it go? Where does it end? And a lot of times when you're on the 18th floor, it might end in the lobby because it follows a chase in between a drywall, a plumbing chase, or a conduit. So look, there's no obligation to get Blue Sky on the phone, to call us, to have one of our experts go to your building, your home, place of business, to do a survey after a water damage.
Who would the contact be? The condo management company or the condo maintenance individual? Because I'll give you a story. I lived in, I think it was 1805 at 2800 North Lakeshore Drive, uh-huh. And they were replacing all of the hot water and cold water returns, and they hadn't got to my tier yet. Sure enough, my unit, the pipe broke in my unit, 18th floor, right? And then all of a sudden it went straight down. Right? I mean, water, whoop, right? It was in my unit between my wall of the bedroom, wiped everything out of my condo, right? Hardwood floors, electric, right. Furniture. But who do they call? Is it the condo management
company? I'll give you a couple. So there should be four folks. It should be the condo property management.
Okay.
Should have Blue Sky on speed dial. The chief engineer of that building should have Blue Sky on speed dial. The owner of the unit should have Blue Sky on speed dial. And the owner's broker or insurance agent. So really, it's four. And it doesn't matter who calls. The call should be made. A lot of times, the condo management, they already have us on speed. We're their guy. We're their company. But the individual unit owner or tenant, they can call us too.
And it's like you said, it always happens at the inopportune time.
Totally.
It was like 2 a.m. and it was below zero outside. And all of a sudden I'm sweating, and I usually knock the temperature down to sleep, and I'm sweating because the hot water broke in my unit. I'm like, why is it so damn hot in here?
Mm-hmm.
I step out of the bed, squish right on my carpet. I'm like, this ain't good. Call downstairs. I'm like, hey, I got water. Like, we know. And then they hung up. So they, I'm like, all right, obviously.
It's something we know.
We know. Boom. All right, well, there you go. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. If our listeners want to reach out to get more information about your services, Pete.
800-266-5677 or goblusky.com, GOBLUSKY.com.
All right, I got one coming back at after break for you, Frank. 312-981-7200. Walked out of the room. Talked about the gentleman speaking about the ramp installation. So I'll read that text to you. 312-981-7200. I should be up for an Emmy for my Chicago accent. Just throwing it out there. I'm self-promoting.
That's not acting. That's natural.
312-981-7200. I should get an Emmy for my actual Chicago accent. 31. I do a good South Side one, too. You know what I mean? 312-981-7. Both of them. That's true South Side. That's Hegwish. 312-981-7200. MegaPros. Call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Got a bunch of texts here, Frank and crew. Earlier in the show, 312, thank you for responding about the suction cup grab bars. Do I need someone else to install them, or does your guest install them? So you do not install the suction. You don't believe in them. So no. Take it from there.
No, we don't do the suction cup grab bars. But, you know, I understand what your carpenter is saying. If you have, like, body sprays and stuff like that, it can get really scary on, like, where you can mount the grab bars.
Yeah.
Placement is critical. But, yeah, our crews are trained. You know, we can absolutely do that for you.
Well, you either have aesthetic and fall down and crack something, or you have aesthetically challenged but safety, right? It might not look pretty, but you're not going to fall over with the handbar.
That's not necessarily true. We can get bronze grab bars, we can do black grab bars, we can do ornate grab bars. I mean, it can all be done depending on how much money you want to spend.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
so. Okay, hold on one more here. This one as well. I just entered the room of the conversation with the gentleman speaking about ramp installation. Can you please tell me the contact information for that contractor? Thank you. So you got back-to-back ones here. Go ahead.
Contact us at 630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
512, don't know where that is. Hi, David. Was wondering if there are any closing costs involved with a home equity line of credit. Typically, when you go to a big bank, we refer all of our listeners to BMO Harris. There are no closing costs on a typical home equity line of credit. There is a 3-year early termination penalty, which gives BMO and other banks like BMO the opportunity to recoup the cost that they have involved in setting up a HELOC, and you'll typically pay a yearly annual fee depending upon how much you take out, and there's different levels that you take out a certain thing. They might waive the fees, but we send everybody to BMO for HELOCs, and most 9.9 times out of 10, there are no closing costs. I can tell you this, on all of BMO's HELOCs, there are no closing costs. So just be careful. If you have a lender charging closing costs, red flag, give me a call. Let me look at it for you, and I'll tell you what's going on. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and follow line. And we have this, 847. Not a fan of this show. It's one long commercial with lots of yelling thrown in. So I want to thank you for listening to a show you don't like and texting us to tell you how much you don't like the show that you're probably still listening to. But if you stay tuned in about 20 minutes, you have a John Hansen coming up with Let's Get Legal, and he's awesome.
That's a great show.
So if you think this show sucks, and obviously you do, stay tuned to John's show because he's really good at hosting radio shows. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, Benny. And so we got a long stretch, a last leg here. 312-981-7200. That is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for it. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We have a texter here. What's the difference between a line of credit and a home equity loan? Are there penalties with the HELOAN? Home equity line of credit is a checkbook against your home. You could pay it down, take it out, put more in. You know, typically a set amount would you qualify for at the beginning. I always tell our listeners to take out as much as you can. So a lot of our listeners are like, I only need 10 grand. I'm like, if you qualify for 50 or 100, take out the max you qualify for. You take out what you want. You get charged interest on it. You pay it back. If you pay it all back, you don't pay any interest on the money. You just pay an annual fee. You can take it in and take it out like a regular checking account. That's what a HELOC is. A home equity loan is like a regular loan. When you close, you're going to get a lump sum of money, and there's going to be a payment over a certain period of time that you have to pay it back at a fixed rate. So if you pay it all back in a HELOAN, you can't go back in and pull the money back out. So that's the difference, and there shouldn't be any penalties with the HELOAN, but check with your lender that you're working with. Like I said, we recommend everybody to BMO. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line 708. Now we have a texter backing us up.
As we should.
To the complainer, it's not yelling. You people are passionate. Tell them to check out the Hamp and OB show. And it's not a long commercial. It's information that a lot of people are looking for. So there, two different texters.
And thank you.
Backing us up. So thank you to 847 and 708. We'll sick you on the other 847 that doesn't like
And that's no joke. Hamp and OB after a loss, that's yelling.
I don't like when the Bears lose, but I kind of cherish turning on WGN and listening to two grown men lose their minds for about an hour.
Even if they win,
they lose their minds.
They're going to lose their minds. And something went wrong.
I've met both Hamp and OB. They are very large men, two large men. You don't want to don't get in the middle of that. Just Andy Mazur host that show. Just throw the red meat out, Andy, and get them into breaks and get them out of breaks because they are very passionate. Like we are passionate about what we do here. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. Download previous shows and podcasts of our shows. I want to focus in, Kara, on the low to moderate income. Once again, we've only got about 6 minutes left in the show. 847 is saying, thank God. But what are the qualifications again? 80% of the average median income in this area.
Yeah. So the qualification is you have to have an annual household income of 80% or lower of the area median income. So that varies depending on where you live. But for example, in Chicago area, a family of four, that's an annual household income of around $83,000. Right.
Okay. So if you're 83 or less, you qualify for a lot of goodies. And there are a lot of complimentary products and services from ComEd to make your living area, home, or apartment a lot more enjoyable to live and a lot less expensive to live and a lot more comfortable to live in while you are using less energy to live in that space.
That's right. ComEd.com/income-eligible.
I think she did a great job, Frank and Pete. That's her first time.
I think Kara did a wonderful job today.
100%.
Yes. Yeah, very confident.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
You said her name right.
Of Kara. Course I said it right.
Website again, Kara.
ComEd.com/income-eligible and ComEd.com/ways-to-save.
All right, Frank, what nugget of knowledge you want to leave us with, my friend?
Everybody just have a safe and happy holiday season. Look out for your loved ones and make sure that they're all taken care of.
If our listeners want to reach out to you to talk to you not only about properly installed grab bars. Thank you. Not the suction cup. Well, you put your hand on the grab bars, so stay in your lane. The grab bars and other safety and mobility products to help you or your loved ones get around. Great holiday. I know it sounds crazy, but it's probably the most practical holiday gift you could give is the gift of safety and the gift of mobility and the gift of safe mobility to your family and loved ones that has everything and you don't know what to buy. And guess what? They know they need the stair lift, or they know they need the railing, or they know they need whatever the heck the grab bars. But they won't buy it for themselves. It's the best gift you could give them to not only put them at peace of mind for the safety, but also you're not getting the call at 3 in the morning that dad fell.
Exactly.
Going to the bathroom.
That peace of mind is worth a ton.
How do they get a hold of you?
630-616-6249 or allaboutaccess.com.
Pete, if our listeners want to reach out to you guys, how do we end the show with you, with your nugget of knowledge at the last second here on the show, buddy?
Well, we appreciate your listeners. We appreciate you. We appreciate Chicagoland. The best compliment we could receive is a referral from your listeners. So if you know someone that's had some water damage, fire damage, please share our contact information. We are available 24/7 on the holidays, after hours, on off peak. 800-266-5677 is the number. Check us out on the web, gobluesky.com, and all your social media. And thank you so much. Have a happy and safe and joyful holiday.
Casey in Chicago, we got a couple minutes left. You got a quick question, Casey?
Yes. It's regarding attic insulation. I have plywood down on the floors, and it only goes up to about a foot or two from the where the walls meet the roof line.
Yep.
And so I have batted insulation in those pockets, but there's a lot of open gaps that I've noticed and missing. And I have the those waffle boards for the airflow.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, should I get someone to blow in the insulation, foam insulation, or just get some more batted insulation and just fill it up? Because some look like deep, like you could see like a lot of light, like maybe going down the side of the house even. And
is your household income under $86,000?
No,
you're over that. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody want?
Well, you do want to see some daylight in the attic space around the perimeter. That's how the attic space is going to breathe.
Right.
Breathe.
And I do have those waffle boards, those venting things. Yep. But I mean, like even around it, and then the bays that are next to it. That's where I'm seeing daylight. So that kind of thing, you know. So yeah, I do have, vents coming up. You could say right from the soffit in there.
Did you want to add something, Kara?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, my recommendation is to get a contractor out there, BPI certified mm-hmm. contractor. They're going to know what they're doing, and they're going to be mm-hmm. able to give you a recommendation on how you can correct
that. And that's part of the assessment. And that's part of a home assessment.
It's not, actually. It's not.
Okay.
You could also check with your local gas utility. I believe they have a network of qualified BPI certified contractors.
And here's what I'm going to do, Casey. I'm going to get your information and have MegaPro's Jeremy give you a call to set something up. Where in Chicago? North, south, east, west?
Northwest
suburbs? Okay.
Northwest Chicago.
Northwest Chicago out by O'Hare, Cumberland?
Yes, correct.
Okay, see, I know my Northwest Chicago. Yeah, I know. There's a...
Yeah, off of 90.
Yeah, right off of 90 over there by Cumberland. Great, lot of good locations over there, if you know what I mean, Casey. So, you know what I'm saying. A lot of cops and firefighters live there. Mm-hmm. Probably one of the safest areas in Chicago, right where Chicago hits Park Ridge. Yeah, you know, you're good.
Yeah.
You're,
I know.
You know what I'm talking about. All right, I'm going to have... I'm going to have MegaPro's Jeremy reach out to you and see if he can help you. That's well within his service area. Okay, Casey?
Okay, sure. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Happy holidays. Hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. In the last couple of minutes here, I made a statement during the last show how the foreclosures are coming and the market's slowing down, and I got somebody, a smart guy here, one of our listeners, saying, you don't know what you're talking about. Unemployment's at record low. Here's what I do know. That according to Bloomberg, Lennar, who's a huge home builder, is looking to sell 5,000 of their brand new homes that they built to an investment company for about $2.4 billion because they can't sell them. So if you're going to tell me that we're not in for a correction on the real estate side, when you have Lennar, one of the L-E-N-N-A-R, you can look it up, is about ready to sell 5,000 brand spanking new built homes to investors, then take a look at that and educate yourself as to what's happening. Because a tidal wave's coming, and it's not going to be good. And just brace for impact, and to sit there and bury your head in the ground. I just got a text. I just got an email from a listener. I owe $150, $180. My house is worth $5. They want to do a short sale. No, you don't. You want to sell your home. There's nothing short to sell. You owe $180 on a $500,000 home. Sell your house. Before you go into foreclosure, pocket the dough, find a place to live, and retrench and get reestablished, okay? Or else you're going to lose your home. Then you're going to have late fees. You're going to have all these legal fees, and you're going to lose the equity in your home because the bank servicer is going to add nothing but fees on top of that. So we will help you get out of these situations, but you have to be open to realizing that moving and selling your house is probably one of the top three options that you have, and you have to look at that. I'm going to leave everybody with that. I'm David Hochberg, host of this wonderful show. If you want to reach me during the week, give me a call, 855-56-DAVID, or go to my website, 56david.com. I want to wish everybody a safe and happy week. We will be back next Saturday. We got a huge panel. Look forward to having everybody listen to that show. Thanks for listening to this show. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and MegaPro's Home Improvement and Restoration, Access, ComEd, and Blue Sky Restoration. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.